let's begin, Bob, with some changes with immigration policy on the part of the Biden administration to allow more members of vulnerable groups to seek asylum.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that since President Biden took office in January, he's largely followed the policies that his predecessor, President Trump, had put in place at the outset of the pandemic. The only change the Biden administration had made to that until recently was to not expel children who arrive at the border without a parent or guardian. But in the last few days, the administration has loosened it a little bit more in regards to what are referred to as vulnerable populations, meaning migrants that are particularly at risk staying in Mexico. And they have not provided a list of what they're talking about, but clearly we know from our reporting that a key focus of this is transgender people who come to the border to seek asylum and have essentially been trapped in Mexico for as much as a couple of years. The Biden administration has agreed to loosen those restrictions and allow transgender migrants, a few at a time, to begin crossing the border. They're clearly leery of not wanting to set off a rush for the border from people thinking they can get across. So they're trying to take a humanitarian approach without also signaling that the border is open. The border still remains largely closed, even for asylum seekers who want to come to the United States and make a claim.
Well, there will be a little bit more cross-border traffic, at least, what, next weekend when UTEP has its commencement ceremonies?
Yeah, another part of the border pandemic issue has been the large closing off of border crossings to all but essential traffic over the last year, and that's meant that many people in Juarez who are not U.S. citizens or permanent residents have not been able to come to El Paso for almost any purpose. UTEP has a very large Mexican student population, and many of those students are graduating next Friday and Saturday, and University President Heather Wilson negotiated with Customs and Border Protection, which agreed to allow parents of Mexican students to come across if they already have visas and proper travel documents.
And the search is on for a new superintendent, not in just one El Paso school district, but two.
Yeah, superintendents tend to have very brief lifespans, maybe 3 to 5 years in most communities. And right now, El Paso finds itself in the position of having its two largest school districts, the El Paso and Socorro school districts, both looking for superintendents as they head into next school year, which is obviously a very pivotal school year as we try to recover from all of the challenges created by the pandemic. El Paso ISD had its superintendent resign in November. And earlier this week, the superintendent of Socorro ISD, Jose Espinoza, who'd been there for 9 years, negotiated a settlement of his contract with the board. This comes immediately after a school board election resulted in two supporters of Espinoza losing their seats to two people who'd been very critical. And it looked like Espinoza was going to be faced with a board majority that was, frankly, intent on firing him. And so he negotiated an exit agreement. He'll be paid a little more than $600,000 to settle the balance of his contract, which was supposed to run through 2026. It's a lot of money. Superintendents are extraordinarily well paid. His base salary was almost $400,000 a year. So they'll name an interim superintendent probably in the coming weeks and begin the process of trying to find somebody else to lead this district, which I think has something approaching 30,000 students. It's a big, big district.
In any word, why the board wanted him out?
I think the board that had hired him and that had supported him for many years gradually over time changed to board members that were more critical of him. There was an audit done a couple of years ago that Espinoza ordered of graduations, and there were some irregularities found in a little more than 20 students who were allowed to graduate without earning enough credits. The board continued to hold that against the superintendent, at least the board members critical of him, and it was clear that they were just going to keep hammering at him. Basically, the relationship soured over time, which happens quite frequently in education. 9 years as a superintendent which Dr. Espinoza did, is an extraordinarily long period of time for a person to be superintendent of a big urban school district.
All right, Bob. Well, thank you for the updates. You can find these stories and more at ElPasoMatters.org. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Thanks so much.